For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team wrapped up the number 3 seed with a 5-3 win last night. Ross Armour, the senior from Trail, British Columbia, with 3 of those goals. Congratulations on the hat trick, Ross.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When you're out for a couple of weeks with the injury, you come back last weekend against Minnesota State. How much better did you feel health-wise last night, even than you did a week ago?
Yeah, for sure. The legs were a little tired last week, especially on Saturday, but I feel a lot better, and it's just nice to be able to get those 2 games in and get my legs underneath me.
So you score that first one. How much of a shot of adrenaline is that?
Yeah, it's so nice to get that first one for sure. And my line mates played so well, and they made so many nice plays to me, so I got to give credit to them too.
The second one, did you think that thing was ever going to find its way across the goal line?
No, I had no idea. I guess it's a lucky bounce for me, so
hey,
it was nice.
They still count.
Exactly.
Third one, Eric Martin makes a whale of a play. How good of a passer, how much of a setup guy is he?
Yeah, no, he's got such good hockey sense. He sees those plays, and just it's easy for him too. So, no, he did a really good job last night.
As a senior, how important is it to get a home playoff series and continue to play here and continue to just add on to the memories that you've created here?
Yeah, no, that's something we were striving for sure, and obviously we took care of that, and now we got to look forward to tonight and getting the 3 points again.
You know, you look back, and probably for the last month, you've scuffled a little bit. Do you know why?
No, I'm not too sure.
How have you guys not, beat yourselves up too much and tried to move on?
Yeah, it's just kind of just focusing on the next, when you lose a game, obviously you're upset about it, but you just got to move on and just focus on the next game and just keep going from there. But yeah, no, just focusing on the next game is huge for us.
Everyone we interviewed last night, I asked this question too. Last year you guys had so many highs. This year there have been a lot of lows, unfortunately. College is supposed to prepare you for life. Mm-hmm. How have the ups and downs helped prepare you for life after hockey?
Yeah, though, that's huge. Obviously, losing, it's not fun, but it's a part of life. So we just, everyone's just got to develop that way to just, kind of bounce back and move forward kind of thing.
A lot of decisions need to be made by a lot of guys. I'm not going to ask you what yours potentially might be, but it's the last time you're going to play, certainly together as a collective 7-guy group. How close are the 7 of you guys?
Yeah, we're so close, and it sucks, we're not going to be playing together ever again, but, you just got to embrace those friendships that we made, and just, we're always going to keep in touch, too. We've made lifelong friendships, so it's so special, and I'm so grateful that I came here.
Best of luck.
Thank you.